I'm Bobby Fox, Waynesburg University Sports Information Director, and I am being joined now by third-year Waynesburg University head women's volleyball coach Hope Johnston, and we are also being joined by senior Christina Zadrozny, and they're going to give us a look at the 2026 season coming up. Coach, first off, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a whirlwind 3 years, I guess. You've really put your own stamp on the roster. As we get into 2026, you've had a couple of really fruitful recruiting classes heading in, including the 2026 class. But let's look at the returners, the veterans like Christina that are going to be back with the Yellow Jackets this year. Who are some athletes that you've really been leaning on, not just to produce on the court, but also kind of be, whether that's, you know, kind of on the court coaches or leaders, however you want to qualify it?
Yeah, so you mentioned Christina, and, you know, she's here with us. She has been a staple of this program since she got to Waynesburg, since before I was here. She is a huge force at the net, truly a right side power hitter. But now this year, she's more than just a power hitter. She's been taking on learning skills in the back row, passing, serving, and defense as well. So we're hoping that she'll continue to be even more dynamic this year than she has been in the past.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned a power hitter. We've both kind of laughed a little bit at the senior day match last year, one of the very first points scored when she wound up and that poor player from Allegheny just took it right in the face. And there was an audible ooh in the crowd when that point went down. So what are some other players that we should be expecting to see on the court this year in terms of the returners?
Yeah, a couple more that I want to mention. One would be Audrey Work. She is a senior middle blocker. She's also our team captain, and she has shown great leadership, leading by example, working hard in lifts and in practice, and always keeping a good attitude. She has improved greatly in the year that I've known her, and I think that she'll be a pretty big offensive threat for us. I also want everybody to keep a lookout for Mallory Boyd. She's been working hard over the summer as well, and I could see that immediately when she stepped on the court in practice for preseason. She is an outside hitter, and that is a pretty important role in the volleyball team.
Mm-hmm. So as along with the returners that you have, it's a more streamlined roster this year a little bit, but a ton of youth on it. Tell us about this year's crop of newcomers and where you think they will strengthen this team the most.
Overall, our newcomers have been a great source of energy for this team. They've been very positive. I'm already seeing a lot of connections between the new players and the seniors and upperclassmen, which is just warms my heart. I love that, and it's really helping us on the court as well. A few girls that I want to mention. One, we have Boston. She is from Midlothian, Texas, and she's a setter. You can tell when she plays. You can just tell the ball control and just the ease in which she plays with. You can tell she has great volleyball IQ, so I'm really hoping that she'll help our team this year. We also have Jordan Wade. She is a middle hitter from Alexandria, Virginia. She is incredibly athletic, jumps at the gym, super high reach, and really just a pleasure to be around, very coachable player. So I'm very excited to see her growth. I've already seen it in just a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another player that came in and made an impact right away with her positivity and her skill, and that's Shamir Waugh. She is a DS. She will be competing for that libero spot this year. She's one of those players where she's everywhere. You think a ball is going to hit the ground, and boom, there's Shamir. She pops it up. So those are a few players to look forward to.
I do like that you mentioned the energy on the team. I noticed at Media Day this year, we had kind of a Media Day blitz where we had everyone in just a couple of days. I noticed there seemed like, and Christina, when you jump on the mic, feel free to add to this or correct me. It seemed like the team was a little looser this year. It was a little more talkative. It seemed like they were having more fun, even with something that can be kind of a slog with Media Day.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen them have a lot of fun. I've seen them, you know, they're like singing with each other before they come into practice, and they're laughing, and it's just like I said, like it just warms my heart to see, because part of being on a college team is really creating those relationships, those lifelong relationships. So I see those forming, and it's only going to help our team be better on the court. So I'm really excited about that.
So taking an outward look now into the PAC and the President's Athletic Conference, Grove City coming off of that first championship in a while. Hiram has also proven to be a very strong program ever since they joined the PAC. Kind of expected they were a good program before they joined, just in a couple of recent years. Is this a PAC that you feel is one of parity, or do you think that there's more of a clear upper class, upper crust that obviously things change every year, but mm-hmm. do you feel there's a pretty distinct pecking order in the PAC coming into this year, or do you think, like some of the other sports, that there is more parity than maybe people realize?
I don't think that there is a distinct pecking order. Even just from my first year to the second year, everything shifted so much. I think that Grove City is doing really well, and as you saw last season, they kind of started out in the middle of the pack and then got better and better and better. I think Hiram is going to be really great this year. They've got some really great returners. But you never know what's going to happen. This conference is extremely competitive, and there's always a lot of turnover with players and with classes, and you know, seniors leaving and big classes coming in. Mm-hmm. And we've also got St. Francis added to the mix,
right?
Which is, we're not really sure what to expect there either. So, expect the unexpected from the PAC.
That's a very good way of putting it, because it seems like just in recent years, it's kind of hard to tell who is to be the expected favorites. It almost seems like in the time I've been here, just in the last couple of years, you know, you think it's going to be Bethany, because Bethany's has had some strong years, and then Teal always seems to be hanging around, and then here comes Grove City. So you're right, I think, in the fact that you just don't know until you put them out on the court, and then Teal had a turnover in their coaching ranks. So last question for you before we turn it over to Christina. You're heading into your third year as a young coach, young head coach. How do you feel heading into this third year? You obviously had the rookie year and getting yourself established as a head coach, then that second, really a second year, but a full first year. And now you head into that third season after not only just time at the Rudy Marisa Fieldhouse and on campus, but also those recruiting cycles, finally getting some full recruiting cycles under your belt. How do you see yourself heading into this third year?
That is a great question. I definitely feel more confident in myself as a coach. And it's been really great working with, now the seniors I've been working with them, this is the third season. They mm-hmm. know me very well, and I know them very well. So there's, you know, some things that we don't have to verbalize. We just kind of
right.
look at each other. We know, right? So those relationships are super important, to understand each other as a whole. I'm very excited. I think that, you know, my first season, it was a lot of fun. It was a huge learning experience for me. My first year as a head coach, and then our most recent season was also a huge learning experience for me, but in a different way. It was pretty tough, but I think we're kind of out of the valley, and I'm just feeling really, really positive that we're going to keep moving forward, trending upward.
Very good. Thank you, Coach. We're going to turn things over now to Christina Zadrozny.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. It's a very tight space here in the recording studio, so I want to thank Christina and Hope for putting up with the heat and the stuffiness here in the audio booth. But Christina, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to join us.
Thank you for having me.
So, senior leader, all PAC honoree, what are your thoughts heading into this senior season? We're just going to start it up wide open. What are your thoughts heading in?
I just want to have fun and win. I mean, that's obviously always my goal. You know, I just, the senior class that I have come up with, they're my best friends. I've had them since I was a freshman, and like, they've stuck through me with everything. So it's just like having fun with them, having fun with the new freshmen, and hopefully winning. I have goals for myself as well, but
so I'm going to go way off track here a little bit, so I hope you can indulge me a little bit. I do not have a volleyball background other than obviously through my work experience, but when I watch you guys play and that kill comes down and it just seems like everything's flowing perfectly from the reception to the set to the finish, it almost looks effortless. I don't know if you have a softball background or anything like that, but when I played baseball, when you got that clean hit, you almost don't feel it. Is it kind of the same thing when you finish that attack right? What's that experience like to really finish an attack? Because like Coach said, you are known as a power attacker. You can see it on the court when it goes down just right. What's that feeling when you're completing that sort of attack?
I mean, I definitely know when the set is perfect, I just give it my all. But it's just like, it's hard to explain the feeling of it. You just know it's going to be a kill right when I hit it. So I just, right when the set's perfect, I just follow through and I just walk off the court. That's what I do.
One thing Coach mentioned is you've worked very hard on sort of varying, for lack of a better term, your offensive repertoire. Are we going to see more dinking? Are we going to see more directional? Without giving away too much, what differences do you see in your game heading into this year?
I think, especially throughout from freshman now, I have made very good decisions of like tipping, when to swing. So I just think like knowing, like having a good volleyball IQ is something that I have just been on incline for. I mean, I have my classic line hit that everybody loves, but I also have been able to do some sharp cross and all around the court this year. So I think that's something that you'll see from me.
As a veteran attacker, Coach mentioned Boston Gwynn, new setter from Texas. How has it been working with, and obviously I have not been to your practices, and obviously you cycle many people through. Have there been a lot of talks with you and the younger setters on kind of this is how we as the hitters like it? Is it more coming from Coach, how the sets need to be done? Take us through that process and that relationship between setters and hitters as to how you like doing it and how the Jackets are looking to do it this fall.
Yeah, so me and Boston have been working together throughout whole preseason. I mean, Coach has told me about Boston. It's just whatever she sets it, I tell her if it needs to be over more or tighter than net. It's mainly between us and the hitter, like the setters and us, because Coach doesn't know exactly where we all like the ball. She knows the correct way to set the ball, but she doesn't know exactly the placement that each hitter likes
right.
It. So it's just taking the time to build a relationship with the setter and having understanding that it's going to take some time, but just to talk it through and wait till we find the perfect set.
And as someone who does not have a playing experience, would you say that's something that maybe people who watch volleyball that are a little more casual, they don't understand how important that is? You know, basketball, you hear about point guards and how they know where the players are going to be, or football, the same thing with a quarterback. Is that something that maybe people don't realize how important that is, that the setters have that good relationship with the hitters?
Yeah, I think the stands just see like the good kill and the good pass from an insane hit to them, but it really is like every piece of the puzzle, because wherever the set is, like the set has to be good to have a good kill.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never got as many kills as I did without Riley or Ray last year, so it's more important than me as the hitter. So
I did want to ask you, as we kind of wrap this up, you head into your senior year, obviously you've mentioned it before, winning, playing well makes the game a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to, let's say, October, where do you want this team to be? Not as in terms of a number of wins, not in terms of PAAC standings. If you could kind of take yourself out and look at the team and say, this is where I want this team to be, and even by the time you wrap up the season, what do you consider a spot or a level that you say, this is a good season, especially with the amount of new talent that's coming in, that integration period? What do you see as a successful season this year for Waynesburg?
Just improvement. I mean, I feel like we've been taking little chips each year from the last season, so I just think improvement and everybody getting better and feeling more confident in themselves is the big goal, and just to have fun. I mean, that's like everybody is here for a reason, you know. We all love the game, so I think it's just really important to build a family together and have everybody feel included and have fun at the end of the day.
So to wrap things up, I want to step off the court a little bit with you. I'd like you to tell people a little bit about yourself as a for the student part of being a student athlete, what else you're involved in, and how volleyball has played a role in your time here at Waynesburg.
Yeah, I'm a senior nursing major. This summer, I recently did an internship in the ER. And having the confidence that I have on the court and the leadership and using my voice has really put that through on the, like, the bedside manner of nursing. I have had multiple compliments saying that I have really good bedside manner and I hold myself very well. So I think that has really came from volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And time management, I mean, that is a big key that has helped me in the classroom too. Like, obviously, you have games and you have your school and you have to balance it. So I think that is something that has really showed throughout the real world situation, and that's what I'm going to use for the rest of my life. So,
well, as the son of a nurse, I want to thank you for that career path, and I certainly hope it goes well. Are you looking more OR, ER? Do you have a certain path, or is it kind of see where the road goes at this point?
Yeah, I would love to be in the ER. Right now I have a post-internship position, so I'm doing a little more than what I did in the intern this summer, and hopefully it will turn into a GN position. But I would love to work in the ER. It's really, like, it's peaceful chaos is what I would describe it as. So
controlled chaos,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, any other thoughts as you get ready for your final season here at Waynesburg?
No, I just want to be part of the family. I want everybody to feel part of the family. That's my main goal throughout this whole thing. So,
well, Christina, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you so much.
That was Christina Zadrozny, senior on the Waynesburg University women's volleyball team. We also want to thank head coach Hope Johnston for contributing her time. The Yellow Jackets opened the season on Friday, September 4th by competing in the two-day Vicki Staten Memorial Tournament at Washington and Jefferson. And then Waynesburg's first home match will be on Tuesday, September 15th at 6 o'clock in the Rudy Marisa Fieldhouse against Mount Aloysius. To follow the Yellow Jackets off the court and all of our other Waynesburg sports, make sure you go to WaynesburgSports.com.